just the facts. Oak Creek, Wisconsin, from the Patch. Oak Creek Police responding. West Hilltop Lane, morning of July 10, report of domestic incident. According to police reports, a couple had been arguing and drinking when the argument escalated. The report said the man took a kitchen knife out and started to scratch the tattoo of his girlfriend's name off of his chest.
Maybe he thought by scratching it, you know, it wouldn't hurt as much as...
Kev, you got tattoos. So do you. I have tattoos. Yeah. And,
that's in there pretty deep.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, if I started scratching, that's not coming off.
No, uh-uh. Mm-mm, it's not supposed to. That's skin. Why it's permanent.
Skin. You know, the top layers would come off, I'm sure. But
yeah, skin should
and it would be,
always stay on you.
If you can help it, yeah.
In any and all situations. And, you know, I know you kind of shed your skin over time.
It's your largest organ.
It is.
Well, and it regenerates, which, you know, there's only two organs in your body that do that, but... You should probably...
For most people.
You should...
Sorry.
The other one's the kidney, right?
No, your liver.
Liver. Okay, yeah, I get those mixed up.
You should probably keep your skin.
He then left the house and began driving away. Police managed to track down the man, who stated that he had no intent of harming himself or others, and he had no plans to remove the tattoo prior to the argument. Oak Creek Fire confirmed that the man's chest scratches were superficial in nature and did not require a transport to the hospital.
You know, the other thing is drinking and arguing is probably not the greatest idea.
But see, a lot of times your drinking leads to your arguing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
As the great Homer Simpson said, alcohol, the cause of and the answer to all of life's problems.
This is so true.
From Waukesha County, a man crashed his truck into a pole shortly after he was, quote, inadvertently blinded by glare from a pole.
That can happen.
8.06 p.m., July 6th.
Seriously.
He was not injured. The pole remains, quote, structurally sound. So you're saying what? Like you're... So it's like
the
one
sun
of those,
hits it?
The sun's hitting it in just the right way. It's 8.06 at night. The reason I said the time...
Oh, at night. Okay.
But the reason I said the time is...
What, dusk?
That might actually add credence to what
setting.
You're saying.
It was Waukesha, right?
Mm-hmm, going right into
if
your...
If he's going east, he's going to have a problem pulling that one off. But...
Mm-hmm.
If you've driven, I can tell you this much. When I come here in the morning and I come around the off-ramp, the off-ramp at Watertown Plank,
mm-hmm,
by Children's Hospital, when you get down to the bottom of that ramp, there's, depending on what time it is, within minutes, there is a, when you're right at the bottom going under the underpass, the sun is so bright you can't see anything.
There is such a thing as sun delays. I mean, mm-hmm, when that sun is just glaring.
Yeah. Also out in Waukesha, a Taco Bell employee told police a male and a female outside the Taco Bell Sunset Drive were throwing rocks at passing cars. 10:30 at night, July 3rd. A police report said an officer found the couple, drove them back to the restaurant. I love this. And the officer had them pick up every single rock they threw.
There you go.
I like that. Staying in Waukesha, a heavily intoxicated man, 7 o'clock in the morning, stood in front of a street sweeper and refused to move. He told the cops he thought the street sweeper was driving in an unsafe manner due to, quote, being by the curb and by traveling in the general direction that he was walking in. Police, it says, explained to the man.
That's where it's supposed to go?
The point of a street sweeper.
What time was that one? 7 in the morning?
Yeah.
He's on a pretty good heater.
He must have been.
Finally, a Waukesha woman told police she's gained 30 pounds from the anxiety that her neighbor causes her. This happened at a police call Monday night. She said her neighbor was upset at them, and the neighbor was going to, quote, murk her husband over an ongoing issue. Am I missing something? M-U-R-K, murk?
Is that a word?
I know a merkin was a... That's a whole other thing. Mm-hmm. The merkin from back in...
the Middle Ages.
Yeah. You can look it up yourself. I'm not going to explain it. A video shown to police revealed that the husband provoked the neighbor during the dispute prior to the neighbor acting out. The couple was reportedly unhappy that their neighbor was not arrested. But The dispute has, like I say, caused her to gain 30 pounds. I'm going to guess that's not the only reason why. Gained 30 pounds. Might be the fact that we live in Wisconsin and the food is just so daggone good.